Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today we are diving deep into KLA Corporation, ticker KLSC. This is a company that sits at the absolute heart of the semiconductor industry, but it's not a chip designer or a manufacturer in the traditional sense. We are talking about the company that makes the machines that check the machines. If you want to understand the hidden moat in semiconductor investing, this is the stock to analyze. Let's get into it. KLA is a giant. We're looking at a market cap north of $330 billion, and the stock has been on an absolute tear. Over the past year, shares are up nearly 191%. Over 5 years, we're talking about a 683% gain. That is life-changing money for long-term holders. But the stock is also sitting at around $250 after a recent split adjustment, and we've seen some volatility. Today, we're going to figure out if this is still a buy, a hold, or if the easy money has been made. So what exactly does KLA do? The company specializes in process control and yield management for semiconductor manufacturing. Think of it this way. When you are building chips that cost billions of dollars to develop, a single defect can ruin an entire batch. KLA's equipment inspects wafers, detects defects, and measures critical dimensions during the production process. They have a near monopoly in this space. They are the gatekeepers of quality in the fab. The company was formerly known as KLA Tencor, rebranded in 2019, and is headquartered in Milpitas, California. They employ about 15,000 people globally. Let's talk about the money. For fiscal year 2025, KLA generated over $12 billion in revenue. That's up significantly from just under $10 billion in 2024. The business is incredibly profitable, with a gross margin above 61% and a net profit margin of nearly 36%. When we break down the revenue by product, the biggest segment is defect inspection, which brought in about $6.2 billion. That's the core moat. Service revenue is also a massive growth anchor, coming in at around $2.7 billion. That's recurring, high-margin revenue that keeps the lights on even when chip demand fluctuates. Geographically, China is the largest market at over $4 billion, followed by Taiwan at $3.2 billion. KLA is truly a global play on semiconductor complexity. The earnings story here is phenomenal. In fiscal 2025, KLA reported net income of over $4 billion, with diluted earnings per share of $3.04. That's a massive jump from $2.03 per share in 2024. The company is generating enormous amounts of free cash flow, over $3.7 billion in fiscal 2025 alone. That cash is being used to reward shareholders. They pay a dividend of $9.20 per share annually, which gives a yield of just over 3%. They also aggressively buy back shares. The diluted share count has been shrinking from over 1.5 billion in 2021 to about 1.33 billion now. That's a powerful combination for long-term compounding. On the most recent earnings call, management highlighted that the tailwinds from AI and advanced packaging are accelerating. They see rising process control intensity across the industry. As chips get smaller and more complex, the number of inspection steps per wafer increases. That is KLA's flywheel. They also noted that their service business is becoming a durable growth anchor, driven by longer tool life cycles and a growing installed base. The company is positioning itself for a future where revenue could nearly double to $26 billion in 5 years, with earnings growing even faster. That is a bold, ambitious outlook. Let's look at the health of the balance sheet. KLA has a current ratio of over 3, meaning they have plenty of short-term liquidity. They carry some debt, with a debt-to-equity ratio of about 1.05, but with over $2 billion in cash and massive free cash flow, that's not a concern. The return on equity is an eye-popping 89%. That is absolutely elite. The return on invested capital is over 36%. This is a business that generates incredibly high returns on every dollar it puts to work. Now let's frame this with a classic SWOT analysis. Starting with strengths. KLA has a dominant market position in process control. It's practically a monopoly. They have robust financials, high margins, and a growing recurring service revenue stream. The weaknesses? The industry is cyclical. While KLA is more resilient than pure-play memory or logic makers, it is not immune to downturns. The concentration in China is also a geopolitical risk. Opportunities are massive. AI, advanced packaging, and the proliferation of chips in everything from cars to appliances all require more inspection. The threat is any technological disruption that could bypass KLA's inspection methods or a severe global recession that slams capital equipment spending. Looking at the recent price action, the stock has been volatile. After a massive run-up, we saw a pullback. The stock is currently trading around $250, but that is after a 10-to-1 stock split. The pre-split equivalent would be over $2,500. The 1 week performance is up nearly 25%, and the 1 month is up over 40%. The momentum is strong, but when you see numbers like that, you have to ask yourself, how much of the future growth is already priced in? Let's get to the valuation. This is where things get interesting. Our model uses a forward PE approach, which is the most suitable for a mature compounder like KLA. The model has high confidence in this setup. The current price is around $250. The model's estimate for fair value comes in at around $150. That implies the stock is trading above our rough fair value zone. But here is the critical context. This is a model estimate, and it swings heavily when assumptions change. The model assumes a discount rate of 8.5% and a terminal PE of 22. The key drivers here are threefold. First, the forward PE target is set at 32, which is a premium to the historical normalized PE of around 24. That premium is justified by the growth outlook. Second, the model assumes free cash flow conversion stays high, around 93% of net income. Third, the share count is expected to shrink by about 2% annually due to buybacks. If you change any of these assumptions, say, if growth accelerates or the market assigns a higher multiple, the fair value could be significantly higher. The plausible range from the analysis is somewhere between $1,500 and $2,000 on a pre-split basis, or around $150 to $200 post-split. So the stock is pricing in a lot of optimism, but the underlying business is a cash flow machine. Here is my take. KLA is a fantastic business with an incredible moat. It's the kind of company you want to own for the long haul, but at the current price, it is not a screaming bargain. The valuation is rich, and the market is already expecting perfection. If you are a long-term investor, dollar cost averaging into a position during pullbacks makes sense. The 5-year outlook, based on our model, suggests that a $10,000 investment today could be worth somewhere around $5,800 in 5 years if the stock simply reverts to fair value. That is a negative return. However, if the company delivers on its ambitious revenue targets and the market maintains its optimism, the outcome could be much better. The key risk is a slowdown in semiconductor capital spending. What do you think about KLAC? Is it a buy at these levels, or are you waiting for a better entry? Leave your take in the comments below. Thanks for watching. If this helped you think through the story, hit like and subscribe for more stock deep dives. See you in the next one.